Hey there. Ever feel like you just need a break from the day-to-day of work, put on that out of office, and be alongside peers learning from fellow nonprofits and industry experts on what they see working when it comes to fundraising, marketing, growing a monthly giving program, retention, everything that encompasses what you do? Well, if so, I have two events for you to mark down. June 4th and 5th is Donor Perfect's Community Conference Spark. It is for any fundraiser wanting to excel in donor management, program innovation, community engagement, and organizational growth, and it is free. So click the link in the show notes to register. And then an event that I have attended 3 years in a row is the NEO Summit, combining practical, actionable, and very data-informed content with also this really electric and immersive atmosphere. The NEO Summit is more than just a conference. It is a really fun and great place to get away from your desk and innovate your fundraising and accelerate your impact. So you can join hundreds of your fellow nonprofit professionals in Indianapolis in September on the 18th and 19th, and you can save $600 on your ticket right here. It is the lowest price available anywhere. So click the link in the show notes for both of these events. They are incredible. They put on an incredible speaker presentation, all tons of great resources for you. Invest in yourself and the growth of your organization by attending these two phenomenal events.
I didn't have enough information to really recognize that this would be as important to us as it became. I could only hope. I had no concept. I thought it was for the big players, World Vision, Oxfam.
Hey there, you're listening to the Missions to Movements podcast, and I'm your host, Dana Snyder, digital strategist for nonprofits and founder and CEO of Positive Equation. This show highlights the digital strategies of organizations making a positive impact in the world. Ready to learn the latest trends, actionable tips, and the real stories from behind the feed? Let's transform your mission into a movement. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Missions to Movements podcast. If you have not joined me before, I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Dana Snyder, and I am the host of this show that has been running for, we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary, which blows my mind, which is so exciting. And over 100 episodes of talking to incredible people like Megan, who is on the other line here. And this is Megan's second time being on the show. Megan, do you know the first time you're on? It was episode 38. Episode 38. And we were talking all about monthly giving, and I want you to talk about the roots. But if you have interest in building monthly giving programs and how to grow and scale yours, I definitely recommend checking out that episode with Megan. Megan, welcome to the show. Will you give us a little bit of an update of what's the mission of Ruth Ethiopia?
Well, hi, Dana. I'm so glad to be here. Our mission, it's a big mission, but I can say it very simply, that's supporting education and job creation in Ethiopia. And we work in a certain region. We send kids to school. We help moms create strong local market work. And we improve schools that are under-resourced. So schools that don't have enough desks, blackboards, don't have a school library, 95% of schools in Ethiopia, primary schools, don't have a school library.
Wow.
Yes.
What do you find as the, when you share your mission with supporters, what do you find that draws them to the organization to become supporters?
So Dana, I think there are two things. One is that we really believe in local ideas for lasting change. So when I say that, I'm describing that the wisdom that is found in community, in the elders, in the young people. They know what they need. They know how to develop what they need. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a matter of some resources. And so we really believe in the idea of Ethiopians helping Ethiopians. And we live by that.
Yes.
I think that people really believe in the social justice and the economic justice piece of working on education and job creation. And I think we do a good job of letting people know exactly how their donations are making an impact. That's a really big piece of moving the work forward.
You do a great job. And I don't want to wait till the end to ask, but where can people learn about your organization and kind of see this in action, what you're talking about?
RootsEthiopia.org.
Boom.
And when they're there, they should sign up for our newsletter because it is really fun to give monthly updates that are specific and encouraging.
Okay. I love that you just said that people should sign up for your newsletter when we're here to talk about lead generation. You are so on point, Megan. I love it. So I do want to ask, so as you were saying, you're all about local people supporting local people, community supporting communities. And I'm all about nonprofits helping other nonprofits. And so I was very excited when you agreed to come on today to share a little bit, a peek behind the scenes of what you've done with lead generation. So last year, for the first time, just for context for everybody, I have taught and have been running social media ads for over a decade, basically since they started back in my agency days when I worked in New York City. And for a long time, I was teaching ads through courses, through online courses that you could buy, you'd be self-taught, and then you would learn and run your ads. What I realized over the past, I don't know, couple years is that Facebook Ads Manager, and this is Facebook and Instagram specific, so the Meta platforms, can be hella confusing and daunting and intimidating. And they like to change what things look like or what they're named or the process pretty frequently. And that made it difficult for a course to really feel like I was doing what I set out to do. And that's to make people feel confident in running ads and see results at the end. And I felt the best way that I could really help to do that was by launching ads challenges, where I brought together a small cohort of people, like a max of 15 to 20, and would work with them on actually reviewing the ad copy and creative, and in this case, lead magnets to grow an email list. And so Megan joined me last year for the Grow Your List Ads Challenge. And I want to ask you, like, when you first saw it, when you heard about it for email growth, like, why did you decide to join the challenge?
Quite honestly, I had never done anything in Meta other than boost a post. And that was my comfort level. And I had had such success with you, Dana, in developing our monthly donor program and using a Facebook ad in that development that I was confident that I would have tremendous success. And I had been thinking for a full year about creating a lead magnet. I had been going after the idea. And I just knew that working with you, all those pieces would come together because we would agree they needed to.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so much that I thought that I would learn how to be an expert at a Facebook ad. I wasn't looking for that. What I was looking for was the completion of a project that would move us forward. And boy, did it ever.
I like blew away the promise of the challenge is 100 emails in 7 days. Not to like get far ahead of the game, but Megan, what were your results?
So I ran the ad after our first time. I did it for like a second tiny little week at a low level of investment, and we had 810. I know, subscribes.
Oh, not even my kidding. Gosh, that's incredible. What was your cost per lead?
It was under a dollar, 93 cents.
That's incredible. I want to go back to the lead magnet you talked about because you did an incredible job coming up with one. A lead magnet is something of value to the audience that you're looking to attract. And you do that in exchange for an email address. Okay, I'm beyond it. I want to talk about what your lead magnet was. But first, what was your initial opinion of social ads before you used them?
I didn't have enough information to really recognize that this would be as important to us as it became. I could only hope. I had no concept. I thought it was for the big players, World Vision, Oxfam, right?
Yeah, I think that's so common. That's a huge myth. Like, honestly, as long as you're feeding money into the platform, let's be real, Meta doesn't care who you are. And same thing, right? I'm a solopreneur. I don't have millions of dollars that I'm spending on ads. I don't spend thousands. Like, you can do a lot with a little on the platform when you have a great lead magnet, in this case for the ads, good copy and good graphics. So before, so these 800 people, that's a big email list boost. How did you grow your email list before running ads? Or what did you like normally do?
Almost nothing. A pop-up on our website that says, hey, join our email list.
What was the growth of that?
A trickle. 32 subscribers over, new subscribers over 7 months.
7 months. Yeah. Wild. And then those people, did at the time, did you have an email like welcome series for those people?
Okay, Dana, this is why I work with you. Because you say you need a welcome series. And I say, oh, yes, I do. And you say, I love Flowdesk. Have you seen Flowdesk? And I say, no. Okay, so no, we did not have a welcome series that I think was strong or engaging. And as part of the lead magnet, of course, that was one of a handful of things that I knew that I would be asked to pay attention to. And I was ready to do that. So yeah. I will just say, working with you, Dana, always helps me kind of unfold all the petals on the flower, right?
Yeah.
Because you are very clear about, hey, if you want to make this successful, here are the five things that you're going to need to do, not just launch the ad, but make sure you keep that audience warm and you welcome them and then you begin to nurture them. So I got a lot more insight prepping the lead magnet about that next step.
Yes. One of the things that we cover in the challenge is the first thing is developing the lead magnet, which you came in with, which was incredible. And then we just tweaked it. We made some edits. It was designed in Canva. How did you come up with the idea for your lead magnet?
I think this is a great story. I had had like a nonprofit Google ad discovery conversation. And because I had wanted the nonprofit Google ad, but was trying to learn about who I would hire to manage it and what that would look like. And in the course of that, we talked about a lead magnet and brainstormed. If I had a Google ad, what would be a great lead magnet? And in the context of that discovery conversation, a recipe book came up. And so for about a year, I was stewing on, no pun intended, like what would a recipe book look like and who would write it and why would they do it? And I reached out to an influencer on Instagram. Her name is Sahai's Kitchen, T-S-E-H-A-Y, Sahai's Kitchen. She's Ethiopian. She lives in Sweden. She's a chef. She's an amazingly kind-hearted, generous woman. And I had been following her. And she said, I'd love to write five recipes for you. And turns out she is just masterful at everything.
Wait, pause. How did you reach out to her?
Well, it would be compared to a cold call.
Okay.
I DM'd her on Instagram.
Yes. Yes, vegan. What did you say? What did that message say?
I said, I am the board chair from Roots Ethiopia, and I love watching you cook this beautiful food that speaks so much about the culture of community in Ethiopia. I would love to discuss with you an opportunity to develop a small e-cookbook in support of Roots Ethiopia.
And what was her response?
She said, I love it. Please let me do it. I can do five recipes. I'll ask my videographer to come in and do a few videos. And she picked five iconic recipes, and I did all of the back-end work on that. So her Instagram is gorgeous. It's a visual feast.
Yes. Love that.
And I just want to say part of the lead magnet included her followers. Part of our success, right, was she could bring in also her audience, which she did oh so generously.
Yeah, that's incredible. So she shared it on her Instagram.
Oh, yes. And she loved sharing it because it was really her kind of testimony to food and community. And let me add, when I did our welcome email series, I connected to food in that welcome series.
Yes.
So the welcome series is different from our normal newsletter welcome series. I tied it specifically to food, with food images from local markets and local families. And so I really tried to develop that language to stay within the lead magnet interest, which is cooking Ethiopian food.
Which is so smart, because that's why people signed up in the first place. So that connection makes sense. It's not like you're jumping from, oh, hey, you downloaded this thing and let me like totally switch gears and talk to you about education right off the gun.
Precisely. I wanted to honor that connection.
Yeah, which totally makes sense. Okay, so let's talk about the lead magnet itself. Where was it created? Did you create the cookbook recipes?
I did the whole thing in Canva. And I'm a complete, you know, I have no design skill, but Canva handled so much of that for me. And I had images and I was able to develop the cookbook. I got some feedback from you, from some other folks, to make sure that I had an ask at the end of the cookbook and a QR code at the end of the cookbook. And I did it all like from the ground up, but it was astoundingly easy. Easy enough that I'm already on to my next lead magnet for the Google ads.
Yes. Okay, amazing. And the cookbook was beautiful. I think I remember one of the comments I gave when I was reviewing it was to shorten it. I think when you first showed it to me, it was pretty long, if I remember, and we shortened it, right?
So some of that was formatting.
Yes.
That I had to go back and correct my formatting, which I hadn't done before. And the other was I took out commentary about each recipe. Really, it was authentically the recipes. And then a sweet note from Sahai about the cooking, and then a note from me.
Yes, so good. Okay, so then we had your lead magnet, and I want to talk through the whole process from running the lead gen campaign. So when we had the lead magnet, then we worked on the ad copy, the ad creative, of course, and then going through and selecting the different audiences that we would run the ad to. So, and I don't know if you remember this, but I believe we tested 3 different audiences, right?
Yes.
Okay. We did your warm audience, because sometimes a warm audience is retargeting people who already visit your website, who are already on your social channels, but they might not be on your email list because they never got there. And then did we do a lookalike?
Yes.
And then we did Ethiopia interest, right? Or cooking?
Cooking.
Cooking. Okay. Do you remember which one performed the best?
The lookalike did not perform at all.
Interesting.
So we, as we were testing the audiences, we removed that.
Okay.
The warm audience, actually, 60 people who signed up for the cookbook were already part of sort of a constituent record for us.
Okay.
So that was great that they came into the cookbook portion. And I will add that when someone came in who was an existing constituent, they did not go through that whole welcome series again, but got like 2 celebratory emails about, hey, how's the cooking going? So that was actually a really nice additional touch for those folks. The audience that performed the best was I think we called it like Ethiopian cooking. It was very unique. It was like cooking and philanthropy. It was 2 things together.
Okay. I think I remember that. Yeah. This is why it goes down to you have to test. And like you're talking about, so something that we did was within the challenge is we looked at which ones were working and we would turn off the ones that weren't performing to let the budget go towards the ones that were performing the best. Okay. And then I do remember we had 2 different ad creatives in Canva, and one was bigger text headline. In the blog for this, I'll put the ad images in the show notes so that everybody can see what I'm referencing. But one definitely had more of like a bigger block text at the top with an image of Ethiopian food. And then the other one had Ethiopian food still, but it was like a little bit smaller text. And if I remember properly, the bigger text one performed much better, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
It also had a very rich color to it.
Yes, something that popped. And that's something that I'm seeing across the board. It's kind of ironic with something I've been talking about in ad webinars is we used to have this old ad rule where you literally would upload an image and if there was 20% text or more on the image, you would have to delete it and Facebook wouldn't run it, which is the total opposite now, where bigger text, more text is actually performing better. When you decided to run your second ad, did you run it the exact same or how did you set it up the second time?
So you use the word hella difficult and I use the word hairy when I go into Facebook ads. So I just basically duplicated the whole darn thing and then watched what happened and took things out. I didn't want to make any changes and I already knew that the ad had legs. Mm-hmm. And so I just let that whole process happen again.
Did you see similar results?
I did see similar results and I did it for only for about $200 for 8 days.
Okay.
And I think that turned up about 212 new subscribers.
Megan, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I just was laughing because I went in there with, I don't exactly know how to do this, but I'm just going to click, you know, duplicate and then press go.
Yeah.
That's the level of my competency actually in the ad itself, but it's enough, right? I know that it works. And I know how to ask people to help me to get it to work.
Yes. Yes. Very true. Which you were very good at that as well. Okay. I had to take a quick break here because I needed to ask you, are you ready to run your own social ads to grow your own email list with 100+ new people ready to learn about your mission in just 7 days? Yeah, I'm here to help make that happen. I will work with you on creating your lead magnet, review your ad creative, your ad copy, and make sure that we're setting up your ads for success. The next round of my Grow Your List Ads Challenge starts the week of March 11th, right around the corner. Limited spots are left. This happens in a small group container. So click the link in the show notes or go to my website, positiveequation.com, to learn more and secure your spot. Now, the next ads challenge will not run until September. So if you want a big boost to your email list now and to nurture those people leading up to giving season, click the link in the show notes or go to my website again, positiveequation.com, to learn more. So the ads are running, the ads are working, you're growing your list. That's phenomenal. That's way more than 34 people over 7 months for sure. So now you have this solid group of 800 people that are running through this email welcome sequence. What does the email sequence look like? Like, how many emails is it? Can you tell me about each email?
Yes, I can, because I actually wrote down some notes so I would remember. And ironically, this is exactly the moment in time when I'm doing all of my workflow audits.
Oh, perfect.
Because they're a little tired.
Yes.
You know, they're a little tired and I wanted to update them. And I've gotten a little bit of feedback also. And it has helped me, for instance, strike a slightly more casual tone and make sure that any images have captions under them. So the audit has been just tightening up that series. So the first note is, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have you here. Remember to grab your free e-cookbook.
Right.
And it's very simple.
What's your open rate usually, do you know, on that first email?
Our open rates are about 52%.
Okay, cool.
The next email asks, is your mouth watering too? It has a beautiful image of spices being sold in a market in Ethiopia, right in the area where we work. And in it, I'm just encouraging cooking and reflecting on how much cooking is and eating in Ethiopia is a very communal experience and really just being an encourager. Also, I mentioned what my favorite recipe in the book is. I love Misirwat.
I like that.
Yeah. And I make it at home. The third email is a, hey, here's what you can expect from us. Mm-hmm. It's a really simple, we send out a monthly newsletter. Every Friday, you get a gorgeous photo from Ethiopia in your email. And every once in a while, you might hear from us with a need. Very simple, kind of text light. It's a sweet, you know, template that I use from Flowdesk, which is lets me say a lot in teeny tiny sentences.
Yeah.
At the end of this one, I also have a picture of myself and I say, I would love to hear from you. You know, hit reply. Let me know who you are and how the cooking's going. So that's number three. There are eight in this series.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. What's the time frame from the first one to the last one?
It lasts about 3 weeks.
Okay. Wow, that's good.
Yeah. So I try to give time. After that, I have a very, it's just a photo collage of our team in Ethiopia doing the work they do. Hey, here's who we are. This team delivers.
Cool.
You know, just like DoorDash.
Yeah. I love it. Have you had people on that email with you with the asking for the reply? Have you had people reply?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Amazing. When you said that, I was thinking about, and maybe you already have this, but if people would send you back like photos of them cooking.
So I have asked for that. I have gotten responses, text responses, but no photos.
Okay. Okay.
One of the people, Dana, who downloaded the cookbook, she has adopted a daughter from Ethiopia who's now 22. And she was printing the cookbook and binding it. You know, it's five recipes for her daughter for her life independently in her own apartment now.
Oh my gosh, what a beautiful story.
It was so sweet. Like, here's how I'm going to use this. I also want to add for the audience, because I think this is really important. The timing of doing this lead magnet was very special because in the fall, when this idea of being top of mind mm-hmm. and having all kinds of ways to connect with donors and community is really important for that next end of year ask. So I really wanted to develop some kind of warmth and be able then to go back to that audience and say, here we are. And it so happened that we were raising money for food at the end of the year. So there was a connection there that I could draw on.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay, wait. So sorry, I interrupted you halfway through. I think you were on email number four.
Oh, well, the staff photo was sort of like the Horton Hears a Who. You know, we are here, we are here, we are here. And I feel like making this personalization helps convey, you know, we are who we say we are. You look at our staff, it's all Ethiopian. They live in the villages. You know, they live and work in the villages themselves. They marry, they have children, they go to school. Next email is one that you helped me develop. That's my monthly donor video for The Roots, which is our monthly giving program. And when I did when we developed our monthly giving campaign in your monthly donor mastermind class, you helped us, oh my gosh, create a beautiful video that tells the story of Roots Ethiopia and also conveys the importance of why monthly giving is so critical to the work that we do and how a child or a mom will get exactly what they need when they need it because we can rely on monthly donations.
I'm so glad you put that in there.
Yes. And it asks people to consider stepping forward as a monthly donor. I can tell you that that has not happened yet with any of our lead magnet folks. Time is of the essence here. You know, it's like the stock market, time, not timing. You know, I mean, I've got to just develop this trust and warmth. So I do that.
That's a really interesting, because we did this in September.
Yes.
Right. And so it actually really hasn't been that long yet.
Not at all.
Brand new people. So I would be very curious at around like a year mark to see if that's changed with continuous like nurturing with this group. Because are you still seeing opens?
I'm still seeing opens. And I went and I looked at the data and it's something like 60% of the people who downloaded the lead magnet are still with us reading their emails.
Oh, amazing.
Yes.
That's great. I mean, that's wonderful. That's a large chunk of new people that are still there. Oh my gosh. I just want you to run this ad because it works so good. I just want you to run it all the time.
believe me, I think about it. So in the 810 subscribes, 650 of them are still active. So we lost about 16% of the initial downloads.
Bye, people. We didn't need you anyways. Thank you.
Right.
Come again.
I never worry about unsubscribes.
Me either.
At all. And then about 2% are, you know, somehow bouncing around. They're not reaching who they're intended to reach. And 100% of our existing, that are somehow in our existing system constituents, 100% of those are still engaged.
Awesome. Cool. Amazing. Yeah.
And then my last email is like, oh my gosh, I think you're amazing. And I'm so glad you're here. And I show a beautiful cup of Ethiopian coffee because who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
And really, you know, say, hey, stick around. You know, you're inspiring us.
Megan, you're inspiring me. And I mean, hopefully everybody listening, that is so beautiful and so well done. As you've been going through your audit of everything, is there anything that has been a big tweak or update?
My only tweak and update is that we are now running a Google ad. I asked a donor to cover the cost of a Google ad manager for a year, and that donor said yes.
Awesome.
And we are using the cookbook as our lead magnet.
Smart. Repurposed.
You know, it's not doing as well as it did in the Facebook ad.
Interesting.
Very.
Yeah, I think that might have something to do with visuals.
Yes.
There's no visual when you have a Google ad, right? You're relying on text only, and cooking is such a visual thing. You see it and you're like, I'm hungry.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just a different receptive audience.
Yes.
But that's a difference. So we're using it as a tool in another piece of work, which I love.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work with Chef Sahai to add a bonus recipe this spring, just for fun, to put it out there to add to everyone who has already downloaded the cookbook.
I love that.
I also have sent the link just in a subscriber emails like, hey, do you know about this? And so, you know, the cookbook has several lives to put into action. And I did want to mention this. We were talking about, hey, are any of these folks who downloaded the lead magnet going to ultimately give? We have a fantastic campaign coming up, and the price point in the campaign is $7.14 to provide a student with tutoring for their national exam.
Oh, cool.
And the downloads for the recipe book will get a very specifically dialed in ask. And at $7.14, I mean, it's such a great ask for such a great project. And yes. I want to say this project is the kind of project we do because the folks who said, hey, our eighth graders need tutoring are social workers in the field. The schools themselves. This is completely a local idea for lasting change.
You know what I love? I'm just riffing here in the moment. If you did decide to like duplicate the campaign again during this time frame, is we did not, I believe, have an audience specifically parents. And you can, in Facebook, in Ads Manager, you can select parents of a certain age. So if we selected like school age children, and because knowing, so if they have an interest in cooking Ethiopia and their parents of certain age ranges, then knowing what the ask is in the email series, they might be more inclined to take action because it's going to resonate with them just based on their personal lives.
The part I love the most about what you said is using the word we. you know, I'll follow up. Okay, so Dana, this is your brilliance. This is your brilliance. But this is also the brilliance of a lead magnet, is finding that space to use the lead magnet in new creative ways.
Yes. Yes. So good. Did the chef end up sending you or doing those videos?
Oh, yes. I have the videos.
Oh. Have you used them with social?
No.
All right, Megan. Okay, this is the other thing I want to say. You have listed so many things that you have accomplished and you have done. Megan, will you share with everybody how large your team is?
Oh, you mean paid staff in the United States?
I mean, just anybody who's helped execute all these things with you.
So I'm really the wearer of the hats.
Can we just take a... This is my thing about Megan, is I think I included, can all say, oh, I could never do this. Or X, right? Because it's me, it's you, it's individual listening, right? But this is, Megan created an email welcome sequence on a brand new email tool in Switch, by the way, has created this brand new ad campaign that's blossoming and bringing new people into her community as a pretty much staff of one. And so when I say, like, this is the power, social ads, if you have them and you do this experiment and you test and you see what works, 98 cents roughly with the ads, I don't know, and somebody prove me wrong, please, I don't know another advertising tool that can raise the awareness and bring in the amount of people like at that cost. That's like about the cost of a stamp these days.
I'm just saying, you know, folks need to join your program so that they can develop their Facebook ad with you and continue to create and flourish. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it's fun to see that. I mean, I feel that way. There isn't like a little adrenaline hit that when you like log on and you're like, oop, that's 50 more. Oop. And for you, gosh, 400. And that was, again, let us remind, how many days did we run these ads for?
Was it 10? 2 weeks.
I don't even know if it was that. The first group, did we run it that long?
I'm pretty sure we did. I'm pretty sure that my ad went 10 weeks because I was ready.
That's true. That's true. You started at the beginning. Okay.
I did. I didn't have to wait extra days because I didn't have it ready in time. I was ready. I just started it. It was, and I thought I'd be excited with 100 emails.
Yeah.
I had no idea, Dana. And you keep giving your skill set.
Thank you. I'm going to try. So that was, okay, so we had roughly 400-ish, I think, in that first round. Let's just call it 14 days. That's roughly 28, 29 people a day.
Astounding.
Which is incredible. I just want to like, hats off to you. You rock. Do you have any like tip or advice for fellow nonprofits that might be thinking about it, but are hesitant about just ads in general?
Yeah, I do. I mean, get the right help. Right, Dana? I mean,
yeah.
Put together your quality team just like I did. I mean, I knew when Dana put up this offer that I was going to join because I already knew that Dana knows her stuff and that you'd bring the right assets into the teaching at any level that any of us were, you know?
Yeah.
And I saw that happen. And be brave, be courageous, because it's worth it. The discovery is worth the time, the money, and the courage.
Yes. So,
and it just gives a whole, good. The same thing happened with our monthly donor campaign, which, by the way, right now I'm running because, you know, how many times did you remind our crew in the mastermind, the way to build monthly donors is to ask people to become monthly donors. And
Amen.
Right now we're doing our upgrade for our existing donors and we're asking folks to come in as new monthly donors. And we've segmented and personalized. And just as I was preparing for this, I sent my board of directors texts that they could use in their own emails to make some outreaches. Everyone awesome. Has a goal. I mean, I have a great, our board of directors is fantastic and they will do the work.
Amazing.
And they, because, you know, the creative behind the work takes time, we work on making sure I can hand that over. So, you know, that's also part of a lead magnet activity, right? Is your board of directors being engaged. So trying not to stay in the solo of,
mm-hmm.
I know what's going on and this lead magnet is out there. So it's moving that lead magnet into other platforms.
Yes. Yes.
Where people can enjoy it and share it.
If you feel inspired, which I hope you do from this conversation about Roots Ethiopia, where can somebody learn about your monthly giving program?
So I would love it if people would go to rootsethiopia.org/the-roots, or you can find it under the Take Action tab on our Roots Ethiopian website. And you might be really interested when you get there, because you will actually see there's a banner. It says, hey, are you already a monthly donor and want to increase your gift? Click here. It's a nifty little donor portal from Fundraise Up.
Ooh.
Another space that you helped create for us.
Yes, I love that you have up. And you also have on your homepage, Savor Ethiopia, Get Your Free Recipe Cookbook.
Yes. So we are using all the tools. So if a monthly donor arrives on that page, they're like, oh, I can just click here and change my monthly giving. Awesome. I'm going to increase it $5.
So good.
Yes. So I would love people to learn about the roots and watch the video, hear the story of how our work started, and also kind of the big vision we have for being world changers together.
You rock, and you certainly are. If people want to connect with you directly, how can they do that?
LinkedIn is great. I love LinkedIn. You can find me, Megan Walsh. My name is spelled G-H, Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N. And Roots Ethiopia is also on LinkedIn. Another shout out to encouragement from Dana and friends to show up there and learn. You know, when I talked about changing my welcome series to be a little more conversational, that's one of the places where people are talking about how do we engage with each other.
Absolutely.
And be real, be authentic. Dana, I know you presented about that at the one of the conferences I attended with you. So
yes.
Really, this is the lead magnet is exciting. And now I've made a whole list of notes just from this conversation about how to move that beautiful cookbook into some new hands. If you're listening, go to our homepage, download it.
Yes, I love it. And then I don't know if this already exists with it, but you have those videos. If you have them on YouTube, have you embedded the videos into the Canva cookbook?
Oh.
Just a thought. Not to add more things like testing to your plate, but that might be interesting.
Yeah, well, nothing's adding to my plate this week because I'm leaving for Ethiopia on Saturday. I'll be there working for 2 weeks. One of the things that I plan to do for Chef Sahai is to do some video of local cooking of at least one of the recipes so we can talk about it in its very local context, which for us is rural Ethiopia in homes with mud floors and wood-fed tiny little fires.
Oh my gosh. A whole other episode I need to do on planning content for a trip and like pre-planning content ideas and thinking about what you could end up using it for. Because I think a lot of times we go and we experience something and we're like, oh, if I had only, or I wish I had this. So I'm sure you've already done this, but thinking through the next, I don't know how many trips you take often, but thinking about all the different types of places that you might use content and thinking about, do I need a horizontal? Do I need a vertical? Do I need a video? Do I, yes. I know it can seem like a lot, but just like looking at the website, like what could I update? What needs something new? What campaigns are we going to be running?
That's a really fun podcast. You'd have a big audience for that. But I want to thank today's audience. And I want you to know that anybody who really, you know, wants to discuss with me, we can talk on the phone, just more specifically the process I use and how you can find your new audience right there through a Facebook ad, as hairy as it is.
I am so grateful for you and grateful. I mean, listeners, she'll do it. Take her up on it. Like Megan is real. You rock. Thank you for everything you're doing. Have a fabulous trip. And I can't wait to see all the amazing content you come back with. See you, Megan. Can you tell I love talking all things digital? To make this show better, I'd be so grateful for your feedback. Leave a review, take a screenshot of this episode, share it on Instagram stories, and tag Positive Equation with one E so I can reshare and connect with you.